Great to see everybody in person. I guess we're getting back to the old times around here. Excited to be here. Thinking back to yesterday, less than a month, we get a chance to run out on that stadium and have an opportunity to play in front of our fans. I know I'm excited. I know our players are too. Looking forward to getting on the field tomorrow morning and getting training camp started. Excited to continue to build a culture that we want to be here at Tennessee individually and collectively as a football team, and excited to find out the progress guys have made throughout the course of summer where we finished spring ball. We got some new guys that are inside of our program now too, the opportunity to see them on the field, and at the end of the day, see who's going to gain our trust and who we can count on and put in a position of success when we step on the field in September and open this season off. So with that, I'll open it up for some questions.
Questions, and we'll get a mic to you.
Josh, at what point do you feel like you need to whittle down the reps for your quarterbacks, and do you feel like you need to name a starter game week?
I anticipate us having a starter during the course of week one for sure. That doesn't mean the other guys won't have opportunities to share roles. I think it's the challenge for every player to earn the trust of the coaching staff and show that they're going to compete at a consistent and championship level. Once kids do that, I think it's important that you as a coaching staff put them in position to have an opportunity to have a role and play a part of what you're doing. Quarterbacks, just like every other position, those competitive battles that they're in, you dwindle the reps down and make decisions when guys have shown that they've earned the opportunity to become a one or become a two or become a three, you know, based on how they perform. And so as we go through training camp, the players will dictate how that unfolds.
Yeah, Coach, two things follow up on that. Does that mean you're okay if it's a two-quarterback platoon thing to start the year, or do you want it to be one quarterback as the starter? And then secondly, you've spoke all offseason about kind of the things you've done outside of football, whether it's the cookouts or the dodgeballs or whatever. Is that something you've done everywhere, or is that something when you got here you felt like it was needed more here than maybe other places you've been?
Yeah, for the quarterbacks, they're going to earn their role as they go through training camp. I anticipate us having a starter. It doesn't mean that other guys won't have an opportunity to play. And what that looks like is dictated by the performance during the course of training camp and where you feel like collectively and individually that group lies. If you look at our track record, we've typically had a starter, but other guys have had situational roles that have been a big part of our success offensively. I don't think any position, the strength of a position can just be one guy. I know that's unique with a quarterback that there typically is one guy, but I think you got to continually develop that room. As far as, you know, team activities, building a culture, a one of connection and love inside of our building, that certainly was really important here. It was one of the two things that I took away from my initial team meeting with them that they felt like was missing here and something that was really important to them. I think that's who I am and what I'm about inside of the culture of the building. Hired staff that is wired that way too. It was important for us that we work really hard and compete really hard every single day, but at the same time, you can enjoy the people that you're doing that with. And I think it's important that you create opportunities outside of the game to share and grow and learn who your teammates and your staff are. And we've done that at other places. Certainly, you guys have seen we've put a ton of time and energy into that all spring and then certainly this summer as well.
Hey, Josh. Vince Ferrar, 99.1 The Sports Animal here in Knoxville. How do you balance starters versus reserves in special teams? I understand nothing is absolute and you could have a blend, but wanting to have your best players maybe on the field as much as possible versus giving some guys some valuable time on the field.
It's a third of the game that if you ask our players, they understand the importance of it. For us, we feel like we need to win that third of that phase of the game every single week. To do that, you got to play your best players. Does that mean a starting DB or wide receiver is going to play on all four special teams? Probably not, but they're going to play a role on our team's unit. And I think as you go through training camp, you balance the depth chart of where your roster's at with guys that can maybe be core team guys based on where you feel like they fall in the offensive defensive depth chart, that maybe are guys that are core guys that play on all four teams. At the end of the day, those 11 guys got to be able to function and play at a championship level. Those units, as much as anything, offense and defense, they have to have your trust as a coach. And, you know, that's the process that we'll go through. All of our guys all spring long took special teams rep. I don't care if we were on punt return, kickoff cover, kick return, everybody was repping. As we go through training camp, those numbers will shrink down a little bit.
Ben McKee with the Swain Event and Volquest. Josh, when it does come time to decide on a quarterback, what kind of particular skills are you definitively looking for? What does a quarterback have to show you that they can accomplish throughout fall camp to earn your trust to be named the starter?
Yeah, you said the key thing. You have to trust them. They have the ball in their hand every single play. They are a decision maker. They control so much of what we do offensively in the pass game, in the run game as well. There's a lot on their plate. And so the ability to trust that guy with the ball is extremely important. I think it's important that, you know, your offensive players, your staff on both sides, and your defensive players see that that guy earns the opportunity to be that guy. He's got to be a guy that can handle not playing a game of perfection, too, and be able to reset from one play to another. That includes after a great play, but certainly after a negative play, too, the ability to respond the right way.
Hey, Josh. Trey Wallace, Rocky Top Insider. Over the course of the summer and coming out of the spring, how do you assess the running back situation going out there in the fall camp? You have so many different type of weapons. How do you plan on breaking that up into reps and looking for one?
Yeah, an inexperienced group, but a group that we really like, the talent inside of the room and the ability for them to play a part in what we're doing. I think as much as anything during the course of spring ball grew in the understanding of protections, which is a pivotal part of being able to play that guy on every down. Those guys got better with ball security. I think it's a group that there's great competition in as we head into training camp. The number of reps that we get during the course of a day on the offensive side of the football, those guys will be able to get tested, be thrown in the fire, have a bunch of reps, make a mistake, grow from it, have success and grow from it too. Looking forward to that competition this training camp.
John Adams, Knox News. Josh, from all you know about Aaron Beasley's case, I know he's been reinstated on the team. From all you know about that, do you feel good about having him on the team?
Yeah, I do. You know, some of those decisions aren't strictly made by me. Those are things that are done out by, you know, our police force here inside of our community. Our administration plays a part in gaining information and knowledge of what actually transpired. Not all of those things are known publicly all the time, certainly not at the point of the event going public, certainly. Aaron's a young man that I think has grown in the experience, and we'll take advantage of this opportunity.
Eric Kane, the Sports Animal and BallQuest.com. After evaluating spring and film and all that, is there any position changes of note heading into fall camp?
No major position changes where a defensive guy got flipped over to offense or anything like that. I think we're going to continue to evolve in the trust and understanding the talent that certain individuals have and you know, by scheme, offensively and defensively, try to find situations where we can take advantage of their skill set.
Hey, Josh. Blake Topmeyer, USA Today Network. You were asked earlier about two quarterback systems. When you guys did that at Oklahoma in 2013 with Blake Bell and Trevor Knight, did that experience maybe show you anything about, I guess, either the advantage of using two quarterbacks or maybe the challenges that come with a system like that?
That situation was a little bit different. We named a starter. Another guy came in and played maybe week three then became the starter for a series of weeks. Blake Bell was a different scenario altogether. We used him in a goal line, short yardage package, used him in that in 13, but also used him in that in 11 and 12. But that's the type of role where there's a unique skill set and opportunity for that guy to help you, offensively, defensively, whatever it might be, but at the quarterback position where you can use a skill set that, you think you have an opportunity to create advantage in certain situations.
Josh, Wes Rucker, 24/7 Sports. I guess from where this team was at the end of spring to where it is now, offensively, defensively, have you been able to get a sense without having full practices and all that, just how much farther along the group is? And would that be different on each side of the ball in terms of how much they've progressed in terms of, I guess, fundamentally knowing the scheme?
Yeah, I think first and foremost is just connection and trust and belief in who we are, what we're doing, our accountability inside of the building, understanding the standard of what it means to be a Tennessee Volunteer football player and what that looks like daily as you enter the building. I think we have a greater understanding and are doing things at a much higher level than we were as we ended and certainly as we began last winter and spring. All of our players have had a chance to grow tremendously in understanding who we are and what we're doing by skill set, right, fundamentals and technique, by strength, power, and speed, the growth that they've made inside of our off-season summer conditioning program, but then also being able to redigest everything that we're doing in our playbooks in all three phases of the game. We have grown. You're able to see some of that when you watch them work out. Looking forward to getting on the field and having an opportunity to go compete tomorrow morning.
Patrick Brown with 24/7 Sports. Josh, you guys had, I think, a lot of guys' experience and numbers coming back on the defensive line, stemming out and got a couple transfers. What kind of went into that decision, and what do you guys as staff like about Caleb and Tajon?
Yeah, the transfer portal has been a double-edged sword for our program. Right before I got here, guys that had left, we felt like we had to add depth to what we were doing. Offensively, defensively, obviously a majority of that came on the defensive side of the football. We're able to add two guys on each level, the secondary, the linebackers, and the defensive line. Felt like we need competition, needed maturity, and guys that were ultimately gonna be able to help us go compete.
Rob Lewis, VolQuest.com. Coach, you took over a UCF program that was hitting on all cylinders, and then you came in, took this job, and it was, you know, just mired in controversy, the NCAA investigation. Just how much of a challenge was that compared to, you know,
there's challenges with every job. There's nothing easy in college sports. The competitive nature of it, how you enter the building, it's all about building connection, trust with your football team. No matter what the previous season looked like. Certainly the uncertainty that our players faced, you know, in the couple months leading up to me coming here was different than what I had faced going into UCF. The timing of when I got hired was different. You know, you look at getting through June, you know, the hiring process happens in December. We were cramming 7 months of work into 5 months. Proud of what our staff did, proud of what our players did too. But every job's unique from recruiting to your alumni base to what's going on inside the program. But all of it's competitive and hard.
Jimmy Heim, Sports Animal. Josh, you have had a lot more players that left in the transfer portal than you signed in the portal. You've also had a couple of players that can't play for injuries. And I just wonder, how concerned are you about your depth on offense and defense?
Yeah, certainly. Just where we're at roster-wise, we are thinner than you typically want to be or are when you head into training camp. Keeping our kids healthy throughout training camp but during the course of the season will be a huge impact on our season. You know, we got to continue to develop the roster from the bottom up, and we're going to have some young guys that are going to need to help us as we go through this season.
Coach, I know you had several guys limited in spring or missed spring because of injury. How healthy are those guys, and how healthy is this team as you start fall camp, whether it's Banks, Roman Harrison, Lenneth Whitehead? Just your roster in general, how healthy?
Yeah, getting those guys that were nicked up, a majority of them were shoulder injuries. All those guys are back, have had tremendous summers. Really anticipate every one of them being at 100% as we go through training camp. Making sure that we take care of them as we go through that, managing their workload, making sure that they're continuing to stay healthy. Their maintenance plans will be really important. Our strength and conditioning staff and our training room have done a great job of working together to make sure that these guys are back and at 100%. Really like what those players have done.
So you don't anticipate anybody?
No, I don't anticipate anybody of major note being limited here as we start training camp. All those guys that you mentioned will be full go.
Hey, Josh.
You talked about at SEC Media Days, you're kind of under that threshold when it comes to COVID vaccinations. Have you gained any traction on that since SEC Media Days going into fall camp?
Yeah, we have continued to gain traction as far as the number of players inside of our roster that are continuing to get vaccinated. Obviously, that's not an overnight process. As far as being fully vaccinated, the windows that take place. But our kids have continued more and more every day to go into the training room and ask and get that. Our medical staff has continued to do a great job of educating those guys. Obviously, you can see the landscape of everything is changing day to day, just as far as what's happening with CDC guidelines and what's happening inside of this state, too. And we'll lean on our medical team to help us navigate that. I think we'll ultimately find out, but when we hit that mark, I'll let you know.
Hey, Josh, Joe Rexler from The Athletic. You got your all four quarterbacks talking today, coordinators. You've allowed assistants to talk. This is a little bit different from how it has been here. Just wondering how important it is to you to be open like that. What is the value in that for a program in this position right now?
The value for us is that if you can have multiple voices speaking to the culture, the energy, what's going on inside of your program, I think it has a chance for our fan base to grab a hold of it, to see what's truly going on inside of our program, the gains and the progress that we're making daily, weekly, monthly. I think it has a chance to help us in recruiting as well. I think it's important. This is a passionate fan base that cares deeply about what's going on every day of the year, not just on game day Saturdays, you know, the eight times we play inside of Neyland Stadium. Giving them access and insight to who we are, what we're about, and how we're doing things, I think is really important.
Hey, Josh, Adam Sparks, New Sentinel. You've said a lot about trust. How does a player gain your trust? And considering the roster situation, is it possible you put players on the field that you don't trust?
I hope we don't have to put players on the field that we don't trust. Trust is earned and garnered in the way you operate and handle yourself every single day. As a coach, right, how I handle every situation, positive, negative, there's a ripple effect to every interaction that I have with every player, every staff member. The same is true for our player. Are they on meetings on time? Do they have a notebook? How do they compete? How do they handle positive play? How do they handle negative play? How do they handle coaching? Who are they inside of the weight room? We've charted everything. Our players clearly understand the standard of what a Tennessee Volunteer football player should be doing every single day. Where we started in February when I got this job to who we are now, the individual players have all grown so much, but the program in itself in that way doesn't resemble where we were when I took over. I'm proud of what we've done, where we've gone. That never ends. That's always a work in progress. At the same time, before we kick off looking backwards, we've come a long way.
Yeah, Josh, Mike Wilson from the News Sentinel. With Oklahoma and Texas scheduled to join the conference, what are your thoughts both on that for the SEC and also obviously Oklahoma, given your ties to that program?
Yeah, certainly. I think you want to coach and play in this league because you get a chance to compete against the best every single day, every single week. And, you know, this league continues to strengthen itself inside the landscape of college football. I think if you look back 20 years ago, right, I'm not sure any of us would have guessed what the landscape would look like now, you know, before the original shift of realignment. Once that happened, I think people thought that, you know, at different moments in time, there was the possibility of realignment. Excited about what our league continues to do.
Josh, two things. Can you speak to Austin Pope, who's having to step away from football? And he mentioned that you encouraged him to suggest it to him to stay on scholarship so he could still be around the team and get those benefits. That's one. And two, have you identified punt and kickoff return candidates at this point?
We have not named anybody kickoff, punt return. They're going to earn it. We chart it every single day. We chart, you know, regular catches off of jugs. We chart competitive strain catches as well. You know, those guys understand that the guy that's going to be the guy back there catching the ball, someone that we're going to trust in his decision making, also being able to field the ball, whether that's punt return, kick return, and a guy that's going to take care of it. Austin Pope, you absolutely hate it for the young man, a guy that obviously still wants to play, but the body's given out before his will to play the game. That happens a lot in this sport. Hopefully not at this level, but certainly that happens at the next level. Just hate it for him because he's a guy that, you know, we talk about trust. The coaching changes that he's been through, it took some work to build trust with him in some ways, but a guy that I think really started to trust the process, who we are, what we're about, and how we're doing things, and was really enjoying being inside of our building and felt good about, you know, the potential for him to have a really big year. You know, just medically just can't play anymore. And that transition to me is really difficult. It's something that I went through as a player. Those moments are tough when you're by yourself and you're uncertain about what your next step is, and that next step is happening faster than you planned on. So for him, just any way that we can help support him to go through that process, want him to understand that we are in his corner, appreciate everything that he's given to this football program, and want to be a resource for him, you know, while he's going through that transition here over the next 6 months, but for life. You know, VFL means Vol for Life, and that's something that we take very seriously inside of our program.
Back to Jimmy in the back, then Blake.
Josh, a number of players at the SEC Football Media Day said they would not pursue name, image, and likeness because they thought it would be a distraction. So from your perspective, how do you make sure that those that do pursue it, that it doesn't become a distraction?
Absolutely. Everything you do once you leave this building has an opportunity to be a distraction. Your family can be. You know, name, image, and likeness can be, you know, your personal relationships outside of this thing can be. So I think it's about players understanding, prioritizing, having a true understanding of what they want to accomplish and what it takes for them to go do that. You know, staying true to that every single day. And, you know, I mentioned it at Media Days that I think this has an opportunity to help accelerate the growth curve of young men and how they approach things in everyday life and time management and prioritizing the things that matter are certainly a part of that. So you just try to educate those guys and make sure that they're making sound decisions.
Hey, Josh, have you had any recent conversations with the administration about whether there's any plan to self-impose any penalties this year? And have you had an opportunity to offer your opinion and weigh in on that with the administration?
My focus and our team's focus is on controlling the controllables, and everybody's extremely excited about what we've done and where we're heading and the opportunity to get on the field tomorrow and start our training camp. You know, from the moment that I've got here, our administration has kind of handled everything that's going on with the NCAA investigation. We've tried to be transparent and true with the kids in the building and the kids that we're recruiting. I don't know where that will ultimately end up or the time frame on that. You know, when we do, we'll communicate that with our players. But, you know, for us right now, every goal that we want to obtain is out there, and it's up to us to go chase it every single day.
Josh, I know that inside linebacker was obviously a big discussion point, at least with us anyways, throughout lots of camp.
It was with us, too.
Yeah, I figured. In case you're wondering, yeah.
I might have asked some of the people in this room if they could play during the middle of spring ball.
No luck there. Judging where you are now going into camp from where you were after the spring game, is there any sense that things feel different there?
Yeah, it's a completely different room than where we left it in the middle or end of spring ball. We got a bunch of guys that some that have played it at a really high level that are coming back into the fold. Some that we really feel like have bright futures. Guys that you know, had maybe shown some really some bright glimpses of being able to play it at a high level that weren't able to finish it out either. So it's a position group that is much deeper than where we left spring ball. Like the talent, like the attitude, toughness of those guys inside of that room. Collectively, they've had a really strong summer, and looking forward to the competition here as we get going this training camp.
Josh, Joe Milton was the only quarterback who wasn't here for spring. What could he do from the time he committed to now to ready himself for this specific competition he was entering?
Really the same thing that all of our guys could have done and have been doing. They've spent extra time in the film room. Those guys, as much as anybody on our football team, have been up spending extra time in the film room, some of that with coaches, some of it by themselves. You walk out of the building late at night during June during recruiting, and there were multiple guys that may have been in here doing extra work on the turf field here, spending nights getting better. I think it's imperative, and those guys have done it. Just, you know, the way that they led throughout the course of summer, whether that was during strength and conditioning drills, whether that was extra work, whether that was away from the building, all those things matter. They've all prepared themselves in a great way, studying our playbook, watching film, getting better the way that they can mentally, but then also spending extra time here physically, fundamentally and technique-wise, getting better at the things that we're going to ask them to do when we get on the field tomorrow.
Josh, I'm curious about projecting in August what you'll have during the season. What's sort of a coach's batting average of knowing in August what you're going to have at different positions throughout the year? How well will you know that in the next month?
This game's about competing. Tomorrow's not promised. Yesterday has no bearing on today. Control today. Go out and compete as hard as you possibly can. If you focus on that, that'll take you where you want to go.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you.